To conclude, I announce what comes after me. I remember I said before my leave sprang at all, I would raise my voice jocund and strong with reference to consummation. When America does what was promised, when through these states walk 100 millions of superb persons, when the rest part away for superb persons and contribute to them, the breeds of the most perfect mothers denote America, then to me and mine are due fruition. I have pressed through in my own right. I have sung the body and the soul, war and peace have I sung, the songs of life and death and the songs of birth, and shown that there are many births. I have offered my style to everyone. I have journeyed with confident step. While my pleasure is yet at the full, I whisper, so long. And take the young woman's hand and the young man's hand for the last time. I announce natural persons to arrive. I announce justice triumphant. I announce uncompromising liberty and equality. I announce the justification of candor and the justification of pride. I announce that the identity of these states is a single identity only. I announce the Union more and more compact, indissoluble. I announce splendors and majesties to make all the previous politics of the earth insignificant. I announce adhesiveness. I say it shall be limitless, unloosened. I say you shall yet find the friend you are looking for. I announce a man or woman coming. Perhaps you are the one. So long. I announce the great individual, fluid as nature, chaste, affectionate, compassionate, fully armed. I announce a life that shall be copious, vehement, spiritual, bold. I announce an end that shall lightly and joyfully meet its translation. I announce myriads of youth, beautiful, gigantic, sweet-blooded. I announce a race of splendid and savage old men. Oh, thicker and faster. So long. Oh, crowding too close upon me. I perceive too much. It means more than I thought. It appears to me I am dying. Hasten, throat, and sound your last. Salute me. Salute the days once more. Peal the old cry once more. Screaming electric, the atmosphere using at random glancing, each as I notice absorbing. Swiftly on, but a little while alighting. Curious enveloped messages delivering. Sparkles hot. Seed ethereal down in the dirt dropping, myself unknowing, my commission obeying, to question it never daring. For ages and ages yet, the growth of the seed eating. The troops out of the war arising, they the task I have set promoting. To women, certain whispers of myself bequeathing, their affection me more clearly explaining. The young men my problems offering, no dallier I the muscle of their brains trying. So I pass. Little time, open. Visible, contrary, afterward a melodious echo passionately sent for death, making me really undying. The best of me then, when no longer visible, but toward that I have been in session to prepare. What is there more that I lag and pause and crouch extended with unshut mouth? Is there a single final farewell? The song ceases. I abandon them. From behind the screen where I hid, I advanced, personally, solely to you. An unknown fear, more real than I dream, more direct, dots awakening rays about me. Sherlock. Remember my words. I may again return. I love you. I depart from the grave. And as one disembodied. I am dead.